Yep, that's exactly right. Now, we are live, 34 past the hour of the morning machine, the machine that makes your mornings move, and it is the 7th day of June. So, you know what that means? That's completion. And you know what? Coach Jarvis is up and at him this morning to do what? Completion. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. Feeling good, feeling great.
That's what's up. I, you know, I called you this morning and I informed you that I was going to be unable to do the Mindset Monday because, you know, I wanted to try to get a little bit of rest before the flight. But then when I heard what Marcus was speaking about, that is what's been going on with me this entire trip that I've been in Philadelphia. Just the whole concept and precepts behind that word potential, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to go with it. I'm gonna take what he said and I'm gonna elaborate a little bit. We're gonna talk about potential, perception, and purpose, right? So if you take the first two letters of the word potential, it signifies a hope mindset because you are thinking about your potential and you are not thinking about the actionable items that you need to bring your potential to fruition so you can reach it, right? And when Marcus was talking about it's not an actual compliment, he's actually right, because your potential will never get you to your purpose. Your potential will never adhere to your passion. So we're going to speak about my potential. I've had the potential to be who I am right now ever since I was blessed to be a part of this earth. However, I was one of those guys that Marcus is talking about. I spent the time behind those walls identical to the way that he's saying all of those individuals are sitting back there, and they are better than the people on the exterior because they are confined in a space that gives them the opportunity to maximize their potential because they have changed their perception on what they need to do to obtain the potential things that they may need, they may see in their vision, right? So right. When you think about that, and you come to terms with that, that kind of grinds your gears and sends you towards your purpose. So on yesterday, right, I went to Maryland with a good friend of mine. I'm going to speak about her a lot more. Her name is Miss Aletta Paris Alday. She's a 35-year tax specialist. I call her my oracle. She is the one person that gives, she pours so much into me because she is so eclectic in her knowledge that it's ridiculous. So we had a conversation about potential yesterday, and she said, don't tell me about your potential. Tell me about what you're doing or what you're doing now. I don't want to hear about your potential. What are you doing? What are your actionable items? What are you actually doing? And you know, so my potential in her eyes is not being fulfilled to its full force. So you might be like, hold on, girl, she's doing all this. And she, listen, the way she ripped me a new one, because she said, you are using your talent to get you to where you are. Mm-hmm. You haven't even tapped into your potential. Right. That's when the bell went off, bro, because it's like we get so caught up in just trying to make things work, right?
Right.
And we just want to come put together schematics and all of these different things to make sure something gets done that we don't even realize our full potential and what we need to do to tap into that potential until we put ourselves in a situation where that potential is really needed, i.e., prime example, me. I didn't become the walk in this light until I went off to prison, spent years in prison, and I lost the one woman that I love dearly. Then I want to tap into my potential. I asked the radio audience, don't wait till it's too late to tap into what God has already given you. It's already there. Only thing you got to do is just let it out. Just break the barriers, defeat that battle, because the battle of the mind is the most intense battle that we have to, because at the end of the day, if you lose that battle, you will never tap into your potential because you don't even understand how to win that first battle. And when you win that battle, you have to know that, like Marcus said, the potential is only the foundation. you have to catapult even further from that. And the thing is, I don't know what's going on. I just know that all of the stars are aligning, everything is falling into place. But it's kind of scary for me, but at the same time, it's not scary for me because I already know what I need to do, what my team needs to do, and how we need to do it in order to make sure the foundation is set and the legacy is established. And when I get home from Philadelphia, we're gonna have the conversation. You know what I mean? We're gonna have the conversation. And I don't want to get on here too long because I'm getting ready to go to the airport. I got some good people out here about to cook me some Jamaican food. I got a meeting this morning. I met some wonderful people. I got some wonderful connections, and all of this is coming from that guy who they once was trying to give a life sentence for selling narcotics. Because they didn't understand what my real reasoning was and what my real potential was behind why I was doing everything I was doing. And you know what? That ain't even my concern. It ain't for them to understand. But always remember, to whom much is given, much is required. That statement has nothing to do with any type of money or anything, but what God puts in you, He requires something of you. So I really know that my mission is to serve now. That's the reason my passion is people. That's the reason I'm so like gung ho about learning everything I can learn, because I want to have the conversation with any and everybody. Because I didn't have nobody to have that conversation with me. I didn't have a Marcus coming into prison to talk to me. I had to figure it out on my own. And I never once allowed what people thought my potential to be to end up being my end all be all, because I'm gonna supersede my potential. I don't even want to use that word no more. That word is out of the book for us. We're not gonna even talk about it at the end of the day. We're just gonna talk about execution, application, and execution. That's all we need to talk about, because the only way you can lay a foundation to get anything done is if you adhere to those two concepts.
That's
So
it.
when you're thinking about potential, listeners, think about potential. Think about your perception based on potential, and think about the power of your real purpose. Because at the end of the day, it's only you who can really unleash you. Nobody else can do that for you.
Yeah. That's it.
But bro, I wasn't gonna even get on to do this, but I'm glad I did. I'm glad Marcus spoke on that. I'm really, really, really excited to hear what Marcus is gonna be giving us as he, runs this marathon, going into the prisons, talking to those brothers, because a lot of people have given up on those brothers. A lot of those brothers are locked up in unjustly. A lot of those people are sitting behind bars for years and years for selling drugs that are now legal. A lot of those people, you know what I mean? It's just so much. And that's just the whole concept of being a fighting the battle of being a black man in America. You know what I mean? Not only do we fight against ourselves, we got to fight against the judicial system. We got to fight against the welfare system, because that's how they took the father out the home. But that's a whole nother conversation that I don't want to get into. But just know it's not easy. Just like it's not easy being a black woman. We understand all of that. But right now we're talking about the black man. And with that being said, take the opportunity to give someone that little bit of room to have a conversation, not about what his potential is, but about the things that he aspired to be and become. And assist somebody along their journey on this week. It ain't gotta be no financial donation. You might give somebody some kind words. Don't give up. Keep going. Everybody makes mistakes. Don't let your mistakes dictate your behavior. Don't take losses. Take lessons. It's a lot of things you can give to people, nuggets of information. That's what Mindset Monday is all about, correct?
Correct.
So, I just asked all of the listeners, they love life, And I love you guys, and I'll be back home. I get on the flight 5:50. I will be in the air. I will be back in Atlanta, Georgia. Philadelphia don't owe me nothing but a water ice and a pretzel that I'm going to get in a second.
A water ice and a pretzel and maybe a cheese steak on the side.
Oh, yeah, I'll eat 2-3 cheese steaks. I'm
A birdie told me you were trying to be the king of Philadelphia. Is that true?
That sounds like Shanice. Shanice been hating on me the whole time I've been here, bro. She been with me the whole time and been hating on me. She actually sitting here right now looking at me crazy. Really?
What up, Shanice?
it's been an amazing, amazing trip, bro. You know what I mean? It's the love that's been shown to me has been like ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm now friends with a rabbi. You know what I mean? I'm friends with another rabbi who's a doctor who teaches at university. But I got a network that's so ridiculous right now. It's crazy. But I talk to you.
Yeah, of course. But
Mindset Monday.
Mindset Monday. Let me tell you what my city does. My city really shows that brotherly and sisterly love, and
yeah, they do.
That's what it is, and ain't no other way
to
explain
it. They cray cray too now.
I wasn't trying to say that. I wasn't trying to go there. I already know the lay of the land with that.
Hey, look. If I'm gonna give it, I'm gonna give it all. They cray cray too now. Hey, look. I got inducted into the Philadelphia-ish type deal. I ran a red light last night.
You know,
Philadelphia is, they run red lights like it ain't nothing.
Yeah, no turn on red is no turn on red, but we just do it anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But let's keep doing what we're doing, bro. Let's keep building how we're building. You know what I mean? There's something brewing. We're on the right track, and we just got to continue to put forth the effort and put forth the actionable items, and we got to start to, as Miss Aletta would say, we gotta write our plan and work our plan.
There it is. And that's Mindset Monday. Tell everybody where they can find you, follow you, and book you.
Oh, CassiePurposeCoaching.com is the way you can book a session. You know, I'm giving away 30 minutes free complimentary sessions where we can come in and we can just have a conversation to see if this is something that you really want to do. Because, again, I'm just a liaison. I'm just a vessel, as Shanice would say. So I just give you these precepts. It's up to you to apply them to your life. I can't make you drink the water once I give it to you. That's on you. If you choose to remain thirsty, then, you know, hey, I'm going to be filled.
Brother, so, speak, man. Let me tell you something. Can't wait till you get back, man. It's going to be real. Make sure you have a safe flight. My guy will see you when you touch down, when you get back. And that's Mindset Monday, folks. Listen, it is.
Yeah,
what you got?
Oh, I forgot. I got to shout out Nisha. I got to shout out Nisha because she took the time out of her day, bro. Because not only did Tandra text me, Mo text me, and a couple of other people text me because I haven't been sleeping, right? So I've been just, my hair was all over my head. I got my dread sticking straight up. She took the time out of her day at 8 o'clock in the morning yesterday, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And she did my hair.
Well,
that's how it. That's how much love I've been getting in Philadelphia. Shout out, Niece. You know what I mean? I'm going to send this to her. She's going to be like, you shout me out on the radio? Yes.
Yep.
So shout out, Niece. Much love and respect and all of that. You know what I mean? Shout out to my boy, Zeke. You know what I mean? I ain't got the chance to talk to him, but all of the individuals in Philadelphia who showed me love, I want to, you know what I mean?
You about to come back looking like Iverson, huh?
Yes. And if you want to follow her, you can follow her at Niece _ lock me. It's Niche_LOCDME. But yeah, man, thanks a lot. Another Mindset Monday in the books. I will be home soon. Can't wait to get touch and hug you guys. But love, my brother.
Love, my guy.